Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to another exciting adventure of Radio Wasteland, or should I say hello, true believers, because I'm in a comic book mood. My name is Chauncey Hallworth, your host tonight. My co-host right here is Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you got any news for us this evening?
I do. So a triangle of lights spotted above the North Siberian town of Tomsk, Russia, last week. The short video showed that these UFOs simply resembled three bright glowing dots in a perfect equilateral triangle formation, clearly visible against the blue sky. Expert explanations for this sighting so far have not been forthcoming, even as the video went viral on Russian social media. Speaking of Russian social media, researchers now report that the Twitter account spreading the viral conspiracy that 5G cell towers are responsible for coronavirus are mostly bots. A legion of bots are spreading this conspiracy theory for reasons unknown, although the campaign is said to be using a very similar strategy to Russia's Internet Research Agency, which has been responsible for disinformation campaigns all over the world, but a culprit has not yet been identified. This news hasn't stopped celebrities like Woody Harrelson and the singer M.I.A. from sharing it. Last week, the U.K. saw over 30 vandalism attempts on 5G towers. And here's a weird one. In Malawi, a dozen people suspected of being vampires and members of a blood-drinking cult have been killed. These vampires were accused not only of sucking the blood of the innocent and using magic to disappear into the night, but also of spreading coronavirus. Vampire hysteria is recurrent in Malawi. Such rumors broke out in 2017 as well. The government has arrested 37 people and are reminding the public that vampires do not exist. Back to you, Chauncey.
Okay, so, you know, Russia, I mean, at it again, why wouldn't they try to use this against us? I personally believe that everybody is equally as capable of being as stupid as one another.
Sure. But we have a free, you know, a relatively free press and free access to the internet, which totalitarian regimes are perfectly happy to use against us because, you know, they don't.
Right.
But then again, as said, no culprit has been identified. It could just be Crazy Jed and his botnet. Crazy Jed, who is weirdly tech-savvy but also thinks 5G causes coronavirus.
Yeah, but I just find it so hard to believe that anybody is this stupid.
Oh, but people are believing it.
Yeah, I just still find it hard to believe because how can you be that stupid?
Have you met people?
Not enough, apparently. I think I keep my circle a little too tight. That is...
Yeah, you've got higher quality requirements.
Right, that's like Pulse or Cell, you know, I always bring it back around to movies. There's we've talked about The Ring on here, about a haunted videotape. What's up with that? You know, you got Pulse, where ghosts are coming through telecommunications. You got Cell by Stephen King, where they're – and all of those – I liked all of those movies. But in all of those cases, the hardest part for me to suspend my disbelief was the technological – aspect of it, you know,
right.
It's like, what does that have to do with respiratory? Now, you know, I was on board with the, I think they disproved it, but I was kind of on board with like the Cuban sonic attack. I thought that was possible. That fit into the realm of possibility with me.
Sure.
I wasn't like all on board, but it did fall into the realm of, hey, that would be interesting and terrible or whatever, but. Yeah, no, that's just, and then sticking with Russia, you know, triangle of lights, in Siberia.
It's pretty interesting to see.
Who the hell filmed this one? You know, I got two questions. Why was that guy out there who filmed it? And why was the UFO out there? I mean, it's Siberia. It's synonymous with nothing.
You understand that there are towns in Siberia.
I do, and I don't understand why they're out there either.
This man was in a city. It looked like he was filming some sort of festival. I'm not totally sure.
Right.
But that's what it looks like. The video is very short. It's like a minute.
Right.
So you just see this guy looking around the street, which is a very pretty-looking street. It looks like this kind of touristy-looking town from video, and then they sort of pan up, and there's it's very interesting. There's just three dots in a perfect triangle sort of rotating, and it's sort of like, you know, if you see a balloon in the sky and the light is catching it at the right angle, it might be reflecting.
Right.
That's what it looks like, but it's in this weird triangle pattern. So,
yeah.
Who knows?
And I'm becoming increasingly aware that, you know, over these past years with the election and the surge of racism, that racism is at a level that I didn't know was going on. And the Me Too movement, I've been enlightened to that stuff is going on to a level that I didn't know. So I'm willing to accept that there might be more going on in Siberia that I was willing to you know, my Western view might have left me thinking that Siberia.
You're willing to cast aside your prejudice against far Eastern Russian people.
No, the tundra. I mean, my Western view is that there is nothing but gulags in Siberia, apparently.
Yeah, you might be about 30 years out of date on this. But,
Well, no wonder why the town was good looking if it was only built 30 years ago. And then Malawi vampires.
You know, I search for vampires every single week, and there's never anything good on the news. You know, there's never any stories. It's just like, oh, will this actress come back to the Vampire Diaries? Like, who cares? I want real vampires. So this week I was just delighted to see that a bunch of people had died. Okay, I mean, my condolences to all of them.
Of course.
This is a good story.
I'm a little confused by the story. I get that people thought that they were vampires, but were they really a blood-drinking cult?
Okay, so there is a thriving trade in southeastern Africa in, like, human body parts to make charms and so forth. And there actually are a lot of cases of criminals taking blood from people to use for, you know, various rituals.
Right.
So that part is certainly exaggerated, and probably none of these people fit that bill, because the hysteria tends to be just mainly focused on, like, people who are wealthier. Like, how did they get that way? It must have been magic, you know, killed them.
I see.
Kind of situation. But there is, in fact, in a thriving element of blood-drinking criminals in Malawi, in northern Mozambique.
Every time I hear a story like this, I think of Hellboy, you know, or something like that, where, you know, the flesh-eating tooth fairies come out and they got to call in the secret team in order to take them down, and then they come up with some weird reason why they were really there to cover it up. And right. So I like to think that maybe there was a coven of vampires there, and these people saved the world.
It's possible. I mean...
Now, don't get me wrong. I like to think a lot of things that I know are wrong, but I still like to think them.
No, I mean, that would be... It is just funny to hear, right? Because belief in vampires, I think, in the year of our Lord 2020, probably at an all-time low.
Right, yeah, that's
true. But, you know, it's been a while since the 17th century, but apparently there's still parts of the world where belief in vampires are thriving, and there were no shortage of witnesses in the reports I read who claimed to have been personally attacked in their sleep by vampires, claimed to have been paralyzed by some force and then jabbed with needles and had their blood drawn out.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland, and tonight it's only going to get more and more interesting. Tonight's guest is Samuel Hoffman. We'll be talking first up about the coronavirus, just like everybody else, and we're going to follow that up with, of course, Nibiru or Nibiru, depending on which faction you come from. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Thank you. Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/radiowasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest again, Samuel Hoffman. You know, Sam, you're about to give William Pullen a run for the money. He was our guest that we'd had on the most amount of times. I think you might be running neck and neck with him here.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, and he's a great guy, too.
The guy who has the most shows with us at the end of the year gets a free Sasquatch. So, yeah. You know, just keep that in mind.
Right. He's the one that lives.
We got him in the basement downstairs.
Well, you know what a time to be alive right now. I tell you, it's a zoo out there.
It's surreal, isn't it?
Oh God, I go to the stores and there is no bread, there's no flour, there's no pasta, there's no anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought at one store they were charging $6 for an apple.
Jeez,
$5.99. Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah, I thought price gouging, you know, I thought that was like not good, or I don't know, maybe it's,
yeah.
Maybe it's just socially frowned upon.
I think you're not supposed to do it, like, federally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked in, I saw $5.99 for one, and it's an each, and I went, what? Now, granted, these were big apples, but I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I'm in a town that's about 20,000 people, and Kara's in a town that's pushing about 100,000 people right now. Mm-hmm. I'm under the impression that you're in a pretty small town.
I live in a suburb off of Missoula in western Montana, in the center of western Montana, and I've gone into Missoula, and Walmart is bare, and I went into a place called Orange Street Boot Farm, which is in central because they have great meat and it's very cheaply priced, and I know my butcher, et cetera, and we know where the meat comes from. But there's been a run on everything. There is no rice. There is none of this. And you can buy all the sardines you want and all the tuna fish. And, you know, they actually got into the tuna fish in the water, and you can buy all the stuff packed in oil still, which I don't recommend eating because it's all radioactive.
Right.
But what's going on, I'm really in awe over. I've never even thought that we'd come to this level until, you know, after the stuff hit the fan and then people were raiding the stores. But this is like happened before that. And the stores are already empty, and I'm in awe. I'm shocked. I see a lot of comments online that are really, really spooky. Go ahead.
Yeah, they are spooky. And that's kind of where I'm going with this is that, being somebody that, has dealt with Nibiru and there's been fear about it. Why do you think we're so quick to freak out? You know, everybody's so quick to freak out. You know, I was going through your profile today looking for a picture of you for some of our marketing stuff, and one of them had a picture of you that said, like, no fear, just facts. And that rang a bell to me today with this topic. Is, why are people just so quick to panic?
Well, I have noticed over the last decade of doing this, and I love sociology. I love all the ologies. I'm a scientist, and I study everything I can get my hands on. I have noticed a behavior pattern in a lot of people. Now, I'm going to use those two choice words, conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Some people get very addicted to the hype level. And they start to seek out this information. And when the information gets a little tawdry and they've seen it numerous times, they no longer listen to it as well. They're searching for that mystifying thing that gives them that buzz that makes them feel like something's dangerous or adventurous or, oh, my God. And a lot of times it's the hype, and a lot of times it's the misinformation. And the one thing I've always told everybody all the time, if it's true, it's simple and it fits. If it's a lie, it's complicated and doesn't fit. And a lot of these people are they're feeding into this. It's a frenzy because they're stuck at home. They're afraid. They're worried. I've had a lot of phone calls from a lot of really nice folks lately and some really scared people. And I just keep telling them, you know, look, you can't, there's nothing you can do about this. You just have to remain in the middle, stay as calm as possible. And check your background information. And a lot of people, you know, like I've got this picture I post every once in a while. It's like more people are willing to fill out a 15-minute informative on what kind of a potato they are rather than watch a 5-minute video. Mm-hmm. So people need to go out there, and if you got something that's bothering you and if it is scaring you, then go in and, you know, go to a reputable source and check your facts. You know, go to the Washington Post, go to a couple of different news broadcasts and stuff, and you know, and stay away from Fox News and all of that stuff. And if you're feeding off the internet, that should not be your only source of information, because there's so many people out there that are spreading stuff that's just, it's plain dog hooey. It's crap. And, you know, the old coronavirus is killed by sunshine. That's an example. It's really spooky what people are running off of.
Yeah, you know, not
that's
that I
the did. Vampire virus, which is actually unusually mild this year. It's
right.
Seasonal. It hasn't been a big problem this year. No.
Yeah, not that I didn't expect an insightful answer from you, but that was an exceptionally insightful answer. When you said that they're addicted to the fear and then they get desensitized and they look to the next level of fear, I think you might have hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, well,
I
just kind of boil our show down to its bare essentials.
Yeah.
You know, I watch people. I watch their behaviors. I love sociology. That was one of my first major studies, you know, that was the 100 rat syndrome and all of that.
That's what my wife
and
is.
I watch how these people are talking, and I see people that I've respected credibly, for their opinion for years, suddenly reaching for things that you just kind of go, whoa, who did you listen to? Where did you get that, you know? And then they spread it around, and then somebody who's not as informed might buy into that. And I think, frankly, we all have a very strong responsibility right now, especially during this state of war or crisis or whatever you want to call it, or a world pandemic. Even if it is the truth, we should word it in a manner that might be leading people to a forward positive conclusion rather than scaring the pants off of all of these people. Because I think we've got enough terror as it is. It's even affected me, and I have to remind myself, okay, you know better than this. Let's not go there.
I do, too. No, I do, too. I think everybody gets tinges of, if not for themselves, their loved ones. You know, everybody's right. Got family, older generations of family, and it's hard for that not to cross anybody's mind. I mean, Kara, she's super young, and I'm sure she's not too concerned about her, but I'm sure you're concerned about your loved ones.
Yeah, I'm
right. I've got good.
I have four living grandparents, so.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, I have.
I have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old at home.
What were you saying, Samuel?
My daughters are slightly concerned, but they don't want to hear about it. They just want to make sure that I buy the chocolate drops that they want and the can of Pringles. And I've noticed that the junk food is there, although eggs are gone now. There seems to be a supply of milk. You know, butter went way up in price. You know, and that gasoline, of course, is cheap. We can all have a full tank, but an empty stomach. I hope that we come back from this, and I'm going to continue to believe that we will.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are throwing out that the coronavirus is something nefarious. I don't know. Do you think that it's connected to anything?
I've looked into the math, and I've looked into the research, and I understand most medical jargon, and if I don't, I go out and learn what they're trying to tell me, because I want to know and have to know, otherwise I can't let it go. Mm. But I have noticed that a good portion of the cases, if you were to look at Italy, for instance, and northern Italy, they had a very high pollution rate, literally, for most of last year, almost as bad as China. And I've, of course, got websites that show the CO2 and other gases in the atmosphere as well, and I do study that. Mm-hmm. These are lung-compromised people in general. So the masses, I believe, are the people who have been living in polluted areas for the longest time and then are seeing the largest effect from this virus.
We'll be right back. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. You are listening to Samuel Hoffman right here on Radio Wasteland.
You know, I've set out to try to see and you know, really look and try to see, and it just wasn't connecting with me. But actually, I now live in Ashland. I live way higher. And you're saying that your living altitude is a factor in this.
Yeah. I'm up at just below 5,000 feet now up here in Big Sky, Montana. And we don't have as many. Yeah, we don't have as many chemis going by. And they spray over populated areas. And you can see them when they come in. They get to your without outside of your valley. And that's when they start spraying. And, of course, that thickens up the air, and then it's sort of more like looking through a fishbowl. Now, it does a double thing because we do have a second sun. It arrived 2011, 2012. It's documented. We've proven it. Thousands of pictures. And it does a double thing. It cuts the amount of extra radiation coming in as well as the outview. And now, remember, we look at a graduated outview of a 30% cone. And so it's, staring through a fishbowl. It's like staring through water. It messes with you. But the best way
to... I'm sorry to have you back up. What do you mean we're staring through a 33% cone? Is that like a light refraction?
Well, because we're staring out... It's because we're staring out Earth's atmosphere. It has a focaling effect because we're looking through basically suspended water in the air.
Right.
And it causes a sort of a prism effect on our outview. And what comes by, when the planets come by, they sort of, they look really small at first, and then they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then sort of slightly distort a little bit, and then they pass in front of us, and then they're really huge and very rounded, and then they start to hook away. Now, there's three current patterns of close pass going on. We have Attu and Uri, which is working its way from the middle of the sun area in the morning, excuse me, and then it pulls towards us in a distant south by southeast hook. And then the closer passing planet, which is Attu's moon, and then Nefesti comes over midday, and it blocks the top of the sun. And then the farther out hook orbit is on from the south-southwest is Saturn, followed by Nibiru, and then they come in, afternoon, evening, sunset. Excuse me, I have to cough. Dry throats and cat allergies.
Whatever, gotta man. Love. You got the coronavirus. Run!
Yeah,
we're gonna end this call right now. It spreads over Wi-Fi.
6 feet, man. 6 feet away, man. No, I have. I'm allergic to cats, and I have, of course, two of them. And my allergies are getting worse. And I will reach over here and grab a sip of water.
Yeah, yeah. While you do that, my entire family, there's like cottonwood trees where I live, and they're all blooming right now, and my entire family is having allergies, and it makes me wonder how many people are out there when they get their allergies going like, oh, I'm going to die.
Yeah, we have in Missoula Valley, we have all this road dirt that they put out all over the roads for, you know, most of the winter, and now all of a sudden the snow is gone, and so everybody's driving through this, and the last time I was in Missoula, I was dry-throated like somebody sprayed some nasty chemical. But, I mean, then we've had lots of reports of this. So, you know, it's hard to say, well, that's it. So, you know, you have to kind of just say, okay, I'm going to take this with a grain of salt, and maybe when I go outside, and maybe I should wear a mask just in case, even if I'm not sick. So maybe I'm not breathing something I shouldn't breathe now and won't want later.
Yeah, when you initially said that about weird-smelling air around certain city areas – Andrea sent me that quote that you had said to her already, so I was thinking about it before we got on this call. And, you know, my initial, like, you know, I'm not much of an alarmist, but I do like to think about all the possible conspiracies that could be going on, was that there was some sort of aerial, like, disinfectant being sprayed or antiviral or something. You know, because on the news you see all the guys in their little suits and masks going around in these other countries with their sprayers just spraying stuff down to kill everything. And as soon as I read that from you, I thought, well, maybe they're doing it aerosolly. I don't think that's an adjective, but you get where I'm going.
Well, there was the North Korean message that said, you know, Merry Christmas, United States. And then
that's
there was
true.
No follow-up on that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's lots of pictures coming in on the internet. Now, I don't know if this is Photoshopped or not, and I've looked at it real close, and it's a hard call. There's even train tankers that are going in some of these shots where it's printed on the side COVID-19. And so, and you know, and then everybody's showing these videos of all these tanks and trucks and jeeps and everything being shipped across the country all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
With this martial law possibility looming over our heads. So if this does come to fruition, I'm going to worry more later, but currently I'm not going there because I'm not going to jump on the crazy train and go off half-cocked and start running a whole bunch of chemicals through my brain and body and make myself even crazier than I already am.
Yeah, I feel you there. You know, when I first, when Andrea first proposed that we talk to you about this, like I said, I try to think of all the options. I don't think of them all, but I try it. You know, I have fun thinking about it. I thought your take might be that COVID-19 didn't really have anything to do with Nibiru or the other planets or anything like that, that the only thing that it had to do would be that maybe governments were using it to their advantage for some other future situation. Okay, we've been presented with this opportunity. Now we're going to take advantage of the power that we've been given in order to usher in some sort of other situation.
Yeah, the Georgia Guidestones and Agenda, what is it, 21 and all of that. Yeah. Now, that's entirely, all of this is entirely possible. But, I mean, where do we get our credible information from?
Yeah,
we have to, you know, wait until we have a level of proof to not go wandering down that path, because I'm not going to, you know, stand there and tell a bunch of people, okay, it's time, get the hell out of your house. Or, oh, my God, it's time, get the hell out of Florida, or get out of, you know, New York, or get out of California and come to Montana.
Right.
But if people do find themselves in that situation, well, hopefully everybody knows where I am, and I'm going to be up here with a cup of coffee and a nice little fire and hanging out in the mountains waiting for everybody. But anyway.
That sure sounds nice.
Well, we don't grow much food here, and I'm sure not into eating bitterroots regularly and hiking down to Idaho for some rotten potatoes. But entirely possible. And then who knows where our growing season is going to be, because I've never ever had winter over plants before until about 5 years ago. And now we're having winter over plants here in Montana. And of course, that is from the extra sun. And now all the planets are heating up. We can't take into account, we talked about this before, we can't take into account what they say about global warming, because they're taxing us. You know, farmers against ridiculous taxes in Australia, which spells farts. But anyway, we have to be aware, and we have to be civically minded as well as not trust the government. I hate to say that publicly. But I had a very hard lesson that they're not necessarily interested in our well-being as individuals, because of their job. I imagine a certain amount of them justify their behavior because they overthink things in order for them to be able to sleep at night and send their children to college at the same time.
Right.
Now, I'm not based on money. I don't do this for money, so therefore it does not affect my opinion. Although I do believe there is something going on that is beyond what we're being told.
I do too. Even at the most basic of things, of them knowing outcomes, there is no way that we aren't being manipulated on some level. I mean, they manipulate us, and when I say they, I realize I'm overgeneralizing. You know, I think there are a lot of people in office who are really trying to make the world a better place. But I do believe that there are powers who want either more power, or more money, or something like that. At the most basic of conspiracy, we're being manipulated on some level.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Many people may not know that we started a propane tank refurbishing business about 5 years ago. We pick up tanks from various propane companies, bring them to our yard in Anderson, where we blast the old paint and rust off, repaint them with a very durable paint, and then install new valves. The tank is just like a new tank. We primarily sell these tanks in truckloads of 45 to other propane companies. I'm telling you about our new business because many of you are installing generators because of the probability of the power being shut off this summer. Shasta Gas Propane now sells standby generators and propane tanks so that you won't be left without power. Give us a call at 365-3793 so we can come to your house and give you a quote on a generator and tank. Again, that's 365-3793.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, 7 elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us. You are listening to Samuel Hoffman right here on Radio Wasteland.
Don't have all the facts. That is a conjecture thing, and I try not to promote stuff I don't have the information to back up. But what I was told is that the Pleiadians are on our side. They're like the ASPCA for humans. They like us. They believe in us. They believe that we should be furthered in our race. We should be allowed to evolve up and out. But it's the same thing where we talked before, where your cousin Larry, the alcoholic, is not necessarily the one we want to invite to the birthday party. So they're waiting for these people to evolve up to a state of tolerance where they can actually invite us to live with them. And I'm also told that after this cycle, we may be sharing this planet with other races. So we have to not be violent about this. We have to be not angry and aggressive, even though, I mean, it's daunting and scary and there's a lot of reason to complain and fight back, et cetera. But if you see an alien in the woods after the, you know, crap hits the fan, and they are, and you actually see them rather than in their cloaking technology, because everybody can look up military cloth, Invisicloth, because it exists, it's real, we have the technology, they cloak tanks and everything. If you see an alien, don't shoot first until he starts shooting at you first, and then shoot back. But, or, you know, the diplomacy is huge. We are not going to beat them through force. We're only going to beat them by proving to them that we earned this.
Right. Yeah, it's so contrary to human nature, though.
It is. It truly is. Well, innately,
to be put in the place of an animal and be expected to prove that you're not, where we're all so entitled and we expect ourselves to be treated as not an animal out of the gate.
And our greed is genetically inclined to us. We are supposed to go out and search this gold. That is, if you've ever panned for gold and you find a nugget at 8 o'clock in the morning, you will not realize that it went past dinner time while you're still searching. You'll have more energy than you ever knew you could possibly muster. And then you look back and you wonder, how did I just move that mountain of dirt? It's an innately embedded in our DNA to look for gold.
I cannot wait to tell my wife that, because her dad, throughout all of her upbringing, was panning for gold in their backyard and suburbs and like everything. He was like addicted to panning for gold.
And then once you find it, you get this vibe. It's gold fever is quite real. I myself, up here in Montana, we have gold. And we have the flake and placer gold, and occasionally you'll find the nugget, depending on what part of the state you're in. And that, of course, is a vein. Now, when the tectonic plates break up, and every cycle they have to, because the tectonic plates crashing together with quartz crystals release this electricity, and it's like a welding process. And gold is the slag between the welding process of these tectonic plates. It's this formed, if you've ever welded, and you tap off after when you're done welding, there's this little flake that falls off. And that is what gold is. It is created through electrical discharge at huge, huge electrical, almost plasmatic states. And a lot of people think about plasma. Plasma only exists in space and near the sun. Otherwise, it's too hot and we burn up our atmosphere. People get that straight. But it's an almost plasma-like state where it welds. And so the 3,654-year cycle has to occur because the tectonic plates have to move. They have to rub against each other. Discharge electrically, same thing happens in volcanoes. Why the lightning and all the sparks? It's an electrical discharge, not gravitational. We live in an electrical universe, and that gold is created from the welding of tectonic plates.
I see. So that's the factory.
Right. Earth is the gold factory, amongst other commodities that we provide for them as well.
Well, unfortunately, Samuel, we're coming up here on the end of this interview, but I've had a lot of fun, and man, I've really enjoyed this conversation. You know, you've been on so many times that, you know, normally with the guests, I have a list of questions in front of me, but now we've gotten to the point where I'm comfortable to just start talking, and it was really quite enjoyable.
Well, I'm very glad that I could be helpful, and I'm, you know, the talker, and give me my soapbox. I'll be here for 3 hours.
Well, no, you can have an hour every couple of months with us. I love it.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing this because I want everybody to know that we've looked this up. We've done the homework. Now, I don't expect blind faith here, but it is way beyond arguing. It's beyond reproach anymore. And for those people who are out there spreading internet gossip, please stop. Oh my God, Nibiru is not a red planet. There's not just one of them. There's eight. People always say planet 7X. There's not just seven, because they're omitting Hercubus, which is a gas giant, which is so massive it holds the two stars. And currently, from what we understand, now it could be changing any day now, there's the two suns are still co-orbiting together, thread attached to each other. And the reason that the sun is limited in its coronal behavior, we're not seeing sunspots, et cetera. I believe the mass, most of the great amounts of mass are flowing backwards to the larger standard red. Another thing is, if you watch the Earth's magnetosphere pictures, understand that this is a computer displayed graphic. It is only promoting what it can understand. And some of these wavers in the Earth's magnetosphere, it's because a larger planet is coming in and buffering into ours, and it's changing the overall magnetosphere, which is why the patterns are changing, including when some of them pass Earth and there's a black spot in the back of the graphic of the magnetosphere. Pay attention to those things. It's the computer telling you that there's something there, although it doesn't have the parameters in which to say planet.
I see.
And I said that all in one breath.
Well, like I said, unfortunately, we're at the end here. I assume that we still want to direct anybody who's interested in seeing pictures or experiencing some of this to Montana Sky Watchers 2 on Facebook.
Correct. And or if you don't want to join into that site, and we try to get sightings on, and there's a lot of people still posting a bunch of crazy stuff off of YouTube, and then we stick to a topic that has been discussed and proven, and we try not to talk about the new age metaphysical crazy, although a lot of it is real good. I mean, I'm not saying crazy. I'm saying a lot of it's good, but a lot of people are distracted and misinformed.
Yeah,
and
sure.
If not, then go to type my name in, Samuel Hoffman, Hoffman, into YouTube, and you'll see about 40 or 50 of my videos. Now, granted, a lot of them are dated, and then the placements no longer count. But, you know, do your thing. Do some homework, and then you will find that we've spent the time here. We've done the homework for you. Now it's time to put the puzzle pieces together to see the overall picture.
Well, we love having you on, and I really appreciate you talking to us, especially this one was pretty last minute, and we appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
I don't mind at all, and apparently you guys, Planet X Hunter has seen Radio Wasteland,
and
that's good that they're out there watching you guys.
Okay.
And we'd like to get, you know, 1 million views instead of 36,000 or 400 or 90, so... if you guys do get a good show, share it amongst everybody. Let's promote Radio Wasteland because you're doing a good job. I don't watch as many of your shows as I should.
No,
although
that's all right.
We do so many.
We're doing laundry.
Well, we understand that, you know, when I listen to talk radio, I tend to be more interested in the topics than the hosts. You know, so people, I understand that people chase topics, you know.
Well, and it's wonderful that you're sharing this, and I really appreciate the fact that you guys keep calling me back and wanting more shows. I really do, and I'd like to thank you very much. And there's it's an important avenue, and I think that people should be informed.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, too, and if you want to find out more about Samuel Hoffman and see some of the pictures that we've been talking about, be sure to check out Montana Sky Watchers 2. On Facebook. And until then, we'll talk to you next time, Samuel.
All righty. Thank you very much.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.